Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Paris Key by Juliet Blackwell, narrated by Exie Sands. Chapter 1. Her Uncle Dave always used to say, "Remember the locksmith's code, Genevieve. Never reveal the secrets you find behind locked doors, and never, ever abuse the power to open a lock." Genevieve pondered this morsel of advice while Jason, her soon-to-be ex-husband, spoke. Uncle Dave had been on her mind a lot lately. For one thing, she kept dreaming about kneeling before a locked door, hearing his ever-patient voice in her ear as she tried repeatedly, and unsuccessfully, to pick the lock. For another, her uncle's recent death had left her with a hollow feeling, sorrow mixed with regret. Dave's passing also left his Parisian locksmith shop unattended. "I've never met a person as locked down as you are," Jason was saying as he leaned back against the stainless steel Sub-Zero refrigerator wide enough for party platters that cost as much as Genevieve made in a month. His stance was belligerent, hands on hips, gym-toned chest thrust forward, but his liquid blue eyes conveyed contrition mixed annoyingly with a touch of self-conscious pity. "How can you even think of moving to Paris when we're in the middle of this? There are papers to sign and lawyers to meet with." "Sounds like the perfect time to leave the country," she said. "You have to admit." "Be reasonable, Jeannie." She winced. Yet another reason to move to Paris. The French knew how to pronounce her name, Genevieve. Not Jenny or Jeannie or even Genevieve, but Genevieve. Was it any wonder her marriage hadn't worked out? That's what she got for marrying a man who couldn't or wouldn't say her name properly. But he wasn't the only one. Even her best friend, Mary, called her by her surname, Martin. All things considered, Genevieve decided it was her mother's fault.